Welcome, welcome to our show, Your Backup Plan Tribe. I'm so happy to be here again on a wonderful, wonderful day talking about Abraham Lincoln. Yes. Can you believe it? Can you believe it that he has come into our celebrity family estate feud? Yes. Unbelievable. If you are new here, welcome, welcome to Your Backup Plan Tribe. If you are awesome, you can click on that subscribe button right there. And we'd be happy to have you in around all of us awesome people here as well. You know, we take things for granted and things can change in the blink of an eye. Yes, they can. And my name is Tina Ginn. I'm with Your Backup Plan app. I'm creator and developer of Your Backup Plan. I'm also a best-selling author of In the Blink of an Eye. Just like that. Yes, your life can change in a quick second. In the blink of an eye. I'm also an emergency preparedness coach. And, you know, we just don't talk about estate planning enough. We don't talk about death and dying enough. We don't talk about grief enough. And we don't talk about mental illness and mental health enough. So if you are new here, welcome, welcome to our show. We are on all podcast platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and of course, Pinterest. Welcome, welcome to our show. We talk about real life stories here with really amazing guests and people on our shows. Something, you know, about their life-changing event, perhaps, tragedies, trauma, sickness, or accidents that have occurred in their life, sometimes even near-death experiences and how that's changed someone. Yes, unbelievable. Because, you know, in the blink of an eye, something quickly happens, something life-changing, something unexpected hits you, and you're not prepared unless you have your backup plan app. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get right into Abraham Lincoln, Lessons in Estate Planning and Unfinished Business. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Your Backup Plan. Thank you for staying with us on the commercial. If you are new here, welcome, welcome to our show. I'm so happy to be here with you guys today. Abraham Lincoln, Lessons in Estate Planning and Unfinished Business. Welcome to Your Backup Plan YouTube channel. Today we're diving deep into the life of one of America's greatest leaders, Abraham Lincoln. Well known for his leadership during Civil War and his contributions to American history, few realize that Lincoln's legacy also holds important lessons in estate planning and the consequences of unpreparedness. In this video, we'll explore what Lincoln didn't do and what he should have done, along with some intriguing insights into his personal life. Before we get into the estate planning aspects, let's touch upon Abraham Lincoln's remarkable life. Born just in a log cabin in 1809, Abraham Lincoln rose from humble beginnings to become the 16th president of the United States. He's remembered for leading the country through one of its darkest times, the Civil War, and for his role in abolishing slavery with the proclamation. I wanted to pause here for a second because I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with some of the important lessons that we're going to talk about next. You know, we all procrastinate. We all think that we have all this time left. We think about all this, you know, life just keeps going every day and we have all the time we need. But in fact, we don't. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what the next minute is going to bring. So While known for his leadership during the Civil War and his contributions to the American history, few realize that Lincoln's legacy also holds important lessons, which Lincoln didn't do. What he should have done and delve deeper into his personal life, including his wife's spending problem and the mystery behind his lack of a will. Now, if we think of the average person, we think, yeah, they could possibly think, well, I don't really need a will yet. I'm still young. Maybe I'll do it when I'm 80 or something. Yeah, but we don't. And we don't think anything's going to happen. So his life was marked with some triumphs and personal challenges. And to better understand his estate planning choices, we must examine, of course, his personal life. He had a love of reading and self-education, which was probably very common in the early 1900s and 1800s. Lincoln had an insatiable love for reading and education. Growing up in a log cabin with limited access to books, he taught himself various subjects, laying the foundation for his exceptional intellect. And despite the burdens of leadership and the Civil War, Lincoln maintained a sharp sense of humor. He often used humor to diffuse tense situations, earning him the nickname Honest Abe. Lincoln's wife was marked by bouts of melancholy and depression, revealing the depth of his emotional struggles. His ability to persevere through these challenges demonstrates his remarkable resilience. Mary Todd Lincoln's spending problem, Abraham's wife, played a significant role in their financial challenges. Known for his extravagant tastes and love for fine clothing, she accumulated substantial debts during their marriage. Her spending habits added to their financial burdens that Lincoln's estate would eventually have to face. One of the most puzzling aspects of Abraham Lincoln's life was his lack of a will. Despite his wisdom and leadership, he never drafted a will, and which I don't really understand why, but maybe as we go on, it will tell us. A will to specify how his assets should be distributed after his death. This omission has led to much speculation and debate among historians. Now, there have been several theories attempted to explain why Lincoln didn't have a will. And one of them might be, of course, like we do, procrastination. Because it's, you know, we're Superman, Supergirl, where nothing's going to happen to us. Why do I need a will? I'm still young. Some believe that Lincoln, preoccupied with the weight of the Civil War and other presidential duties, simply procrastinated in addressing his estate planning. Well, we could all say, even during the 1800s and even today in the 2000s and 20s, we also have a procrastination problem. I don't know how many times I've had people on our webinars over on our Facebook group, so check that out if you haven't already. Join our Facebook group, your Backup Plan Ambassadors VIP group, and you will have so many webinars to get you going and really invigorated to have a plan in place to whatever might happen in your life. Lincoln was not fond of legal matters and may have avoided creating a will due to a distaste for legal processes. And another theory suggests that Lincoln may have believed that Mary would receive his assets upon his death without the need of a will. And I think a lot of people think that. There's also speculation that Lincoln may have held superstitious beliefs about preparing for his own death. And I think that's also a big point that people still in 2023 or 2020s, even 200 years later, we still believe that there's some superstitions about doing one because you're going to die then. That's not true. There's problems that we don't have a need for, that it's just going to be given to our family, our wives, our husbands, our spouses, our partners. You know, we don't necessarily like legal matters. We don't have to like looking at our own death. And of course, procrastination. In conclusion, Abraham Lincoln's legacy teaches us all the importance of proper estate planning. And of course, financial preparedness. His misfortune in this regard serves as a cautionary rule or tale for all of us. Beyond his political achievements, Lincoln's personal life reminds us of the power of self-education, humor, and of course, resilience in the face of adversity. The story of Lincoln's estate planning, coupled with the challenges posed by Mary Todd Lincoln's spending, adds depth to the complexities of his life. The mystery behind his missing will continue to intrigue historians and offers valuable lessons for us to learn from. The misfortune of unpreparedness. Now let's shift our focus to Lincoln's estate planning, or rather, the lack of thereof. Despite his wisdom and leadership, Lincoln did not adequately plan for his family's future. He passed away in 1865, leaving behind a host of financial and legal challenges for his widow, Mary Todd Lincoln, and of course, their sons. One of Lincoln's significant oversights was the absence of a will. Without a clear will, his wishes regarding the distribution of his assets and the care of his family were left to, of course, interpretation and to the judges of a legal battle. Just like in all of our planning, you don't want to leave it to the government to choose, and of course, you don't want to leave it up to the judges to choose as well. Lincoln's estate was saddled with substantial debts, partly due to his wife's extravagant spending habits and his own unsuccessful business ventures. These financial difficulties added to the burden his family faced after his death. Lincoln's estate faced complex legal issues, including disputes over property ownership and financial liabilities. These matters dragged on for years, causing further distress to his family. What Lincoln should have done? Well, what should Lincoln have done differently in terms of estate planning? Let's explore some of these options. Number one, by creating a will, a well-drafted will would have ensured that Lincoln's assets were distributed according to his wishes, sparing his family the agony of legal disputes. And I want to say that again to all of you, because without a will, it's unclear what your wishes, as well as what you would like to have done at the time of death. Lincoln should have benefited from consulting financial experts to manage his finances and reduce his debt. This step might have been prevented his family from inheriting his financial woes. And of course, number three, communicate openly honest and open communication with his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, about financial matters and future plans would have been essential for their financial stability. And of course, beyond estate planning, Abraham Lincoln's personal life offers some fascinating insights. Because Lincoln loved to read, Lincoln had an insatiable love for reading and education. He was mostly self-taught and cherished his time with books, shaping his intellectual process. Despite the burdens of leadership in the Gulf Civil War, Lincoln maintained a sharp sense of humor. He often used humor to diffuse tense situations. Lincoln's life was marked by bouts of melancholy and depression, revealing the depth of his emotional struggles. In conclusion, Abraham Lincoln's legacy teaches us the importance of proper estate planning and financial preparedness. His misfortune in this regard serves as a cautionary tale to all of us. Beyond his political achievements, Lincoln's personal life reminds all of us the power of self-education, humor, and resilience in the face of adversity. I couldn't have said it any better myself. His story, or the lack of planning, really tells a true tale of what we are all like even in 2023. Even in the 2020s, even in the year 2000s, even in the year 1900s, nothing has changed. Sometimes we think that we don't have enough, we don't have anything, so I don't need a will. But in fact, you do. And by doing just a simple will, having your wishes known, and having a living will as well to tell people, your family, your loved ones, what you want done when something does happen, when you're on life support perhaps, or when you can't tell someone what you really truly want. Don't leave it till it's too late. Let's learn from Abraham Lincoln's life and legacy to what we shouldn't do and what we should do. Thank you for joining us on this journey through history, estate planning, and the personal life of Abraham Lincoln. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like down here below, subscribe, and share it with your friends. Stay tuned to Your Backup Plan for more captivating content on history, finance, and life lessons. Make sure you contact a legal advisor as well as a financial advisor in your area to get more precise, detailed, correct financial information. Because you mean a lot to all of us, and we want to share what you have to your legacy in your life, to your loved ones. Lots of love. Stay tuned for our next interesting videos. Take care. Stay safe. Be kind. Bye.